This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Bangladesh is living up to its reputation as the most dangerous place in the world for workers in the clothing industry. There was another fire in a garment factory there. 8 people have been killed in a plant that makes polo shirts and underwear for Western retailers. That's on top of the building collapse that killed more than 900 Bangladeshis just a couple of weeks ago. Some American companies have decided to pull out of Bangladesh altogether. Others are keeping mum. Still, others plan to be more transparent about where their clothes are made and how. But that can be tricky, as Gigi Duban reports.
Before that tank top ever made it to the rack, chances are it's been through a really long supply chain. Fabric here, assembly there, finish and trim at another factory. Gary Chartier teaches law and business ethics at La Sierra University. He says that's sort of convenient for retailers when there's a tragedy like the one in Bangladesh.
Many companies, as we know, find ways to put many layers between, you know, retail operations and production operations so that they can claim that they're really not responsible for what goes on the ground.
So when a company claims on its website or on a label that a t-shirt was made in a certain country, that doesn't always tell the whole story. Renee Bowers is executive director of the Fair Trade Federation. She says unless companies cut out the middlemen, it's almost impossible to know where and how a product is made.
And so with a shortened supply chain, there is a much greater level of transparency about workplace conditions, about pricing, and about who is making the product.
But is that practical for a retail giant like Walmart or Sears? Bowers says it won't be easy.
Yes, it is much more difficult to have a shorter supply chain. It is much more difficult to have direct partnerships. And it is very difficult for companies to provide the level of transparency that's going to help ensure workplace protections.
And even if companies do try to improve workplace conditions abroad, that costs money. And Gary Chartier says higher prices might turn some customers away.
While consumers are going to probably stay away from brands that they clearly identify with egregious abuses, apart from that, most consumers are probably going to be pretty responsive to price.
But he says for those customers who do care about product sourcing, more transparency will go a long way. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.